Oh, hello. Yes, you can see. You can sit here. All right. So I'm going to start I'm going to start now. So you sit here and just turn your phone off. And go ahead. Sit and put your headphones on. And tell me how you hear yourself. Can you hear? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me okay? Is this good?
Can you speak?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Good. Okay, there we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, what a wonderful Sunday. Well, it could be any day, actually. Welcome to the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. I am, in this lifetime, Ilan Azulay. And you're the Abracadabra Show, where we are here to reclaim your power. Really, it's something that is not a given. Now we go through our everyday experiences and through our everyday challenges, and we keep asking ourselves, "Why is this what I'm here to do? Is this what is really important?" And many times we are consumed by what is around us, and so it is a good thing to hone yourself in every so often, more often than every so, and just hone your energies in. And there are many ways that we can do that, and we are going to talk about some really cool things today. I have a wonderful guest that she is sitting here. She's a friend and a colleague, and great things. We're going to talk about communication, not just between us to the other, but more importantly, us to ourselves. And I want to start with a daily prayer, as I talk about that every show. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself, make a contract with myself, to love the person near me with the same expression that I love myself. And there are other standard ways of saying it, but I chose this way because really it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with our love and appreciation to ourselves, and a love that is really pure and doesn't have any attachments. So really an independent love. I love this song, Matty Caspi, Independent Love.
שלי אינה תלויה בדבר רק שאת עלה בתוך זרמי אוויר כמו חסידה גבוהה וארוכה צבא אשר נותדת בין הסתיו והאוויר על פני המים בזורות צערותיה ועקבותיה שבחול עבדו מכבר ומי היה ומי יהיה המתאמה אבל האהבה שלי אינה תלויה בדבר כל כך קרובה רחוק וממולי המנסה להיות הבוקר המזכיר את אתמולי לא במילים לא במילים לא במילים
this thing all day. So, hello, yes, yes, this was Mati Kaspi, and really the love is independent, and if you think about that, or if you feel it, really when there is no agenda, when you just give, when you're a place in, of giving, there is no agenda, you just give. How many times do you find yourself where you say, well, I'm not going to give because that person didn't do this for me, or that person didn't do this for me, so... It's a time to ask really where are you giving from? Where is this place of giving coming from? Is it really because this is who you are to give, or you're giving because you are waiting to receive something? That will usually never end well. The phone number here is 818-602-4929. Would like to hear from you today, and you can call 818-602-4929. So we talked, last time about really the communications, about how are we communicating? How are we communicating to the other person? So if we're taking a relationship, let's say you've met somebody, and initially that person looks totally fine, you have an attraction, you have a physical attraction, and then after a little while, it just doesn't work. And from the outside, people look at you and they say, well, you know, I mean, they look really nice, they look really good together, they look in harmony, they look perfectly well. What happened? Well, I mean, you know, there are many things that can happen, and would love to hear your experience, but there are many things that can happen. One of the things, and this is quite important, because it's not the person that you've chose after you've chose the person. It's where are you when you choose that person? Where are you inside yourself? So, two people meet. You are in a certain vibrational energy. You are in a certain level. You have a high self-awareness of what's going around you. You have self-awareness of yourself, of the people around you, and how you react and how you talk and how you respond. And then sometimes what happens, the other person near you is not on the same level, the same vibrational level. It could be after a while, after you're together, the person, you and the person are kind of opening the gap in between where you are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and the other person. And suddenly you recognize that you are on two different energetic levels. So there is a conflict here. Why this thing can happen? Many times these things happen when we attract people that are not aligned with our energetic levels, because you want something, I want something, deep inside I want something, but the structures of what I'm used to be, how I'm used to conduct myself outside, maybe I'm shy, maybe I'm not talking, maybe I'm not being free, dancing, singing, just being really energetic out, because of fears, because of what that may look like or what that person may say. And then what is happening is that my desires, my inside, are not aligned with what I'm projecting on the outside. So we have a contrast, we have a conflict, we have a conflict between inside, what I feel, and what I'm projecting outside. So I'm going to an event, or you're going to an event, and the people that you will meet really are attracted usually to what you project outside. So the people that are attracted to you are attracted to your external projection, external energy. And then soon enough you discover that person is not for you. Why? Because that person really is not aligned with your true self, with your authentic truth. How many times do you find yourself compromising your truth for love or peace? You know, you say, well, I love this person, I want to do more and more and more and more for that person. Well, how many times does it chip into your own truth, into your own comfort level, into your own choice of where you want to be energetically? Where do you want to be? What do you want to inhabit inside of you? Do you want to inhabit inside of you fear, structures, don't do this because this is what the person may think, or this is what somebody else may think? Or really, do you want to focus on what you really want? Because in reality, all that you experience, all that you see, all the colors that you see, how you perceive people, happens only in your head. Happens only in our head, in my head, in your head. And so many times those thoughts about, ooh, what might these people think? What these people think? What might they think? What this person may think? Is really limiting us, is putting us into a boundary, into a scaffold. So we are working within this boundary of this building that we're creating, rather than standing on the scaffold of the building, on the outside, where we can expand the building, where we can expand the frame, or have no frame, right? It is hard because we're in a structured form, form-like structure society. Yeah, so if this is something that is sounding familiar to you, where you are attracting people that are really not aligned with really what you want, but you find yourself that you are acting and choosing based on what you think needs to happen, should happen, could happen. This is what you were told, that if you do this, this will happen. So if you are experiencing that and you notice that you have a conflict, I would like to hear about that. And maybe we can move something here. Number is 818-602-4929. I'm a spiritual mentor and an empowerment speaker for women who are exiting an abusive relationship or post-divorce, divorcees, and we'll touch this term later on today, that really are ready to reclaim their power. And power is not power over somebody, it's a power over your getting your power back, regaining your creativity, your vitality, your desires that are aligned with your calling. Yeah, I work with Kabbalistic wisdom, with NLP, CBT certified in that. And the, one of the most important things is sound. And sound, and I use Tibetan bowls and music and spoken words, because we are made of sound. Everything is vibration. Everything moves around us, and we are made of sound and frequencies. And it's kind of funny, if you think about it, to try and heal ourselves with pills and medications that are basically coming from a system that made us sick to begin with. So how is that going to heal us? Yeah, so the communication to ourselves, that is why the beginning of the program talked about love yourself, love your person in front of you, just like you express yourself, just like the love you express to yourself, because it starts with us. And we cannot cannot give love. We cannot be in a place of giving if we don't give ourselves, if we don't recognize what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And these past 2 weeks of the blood moon and a bunch of retrogrades and a lot of communication issues, not just in relationship but in work that you probably have experienced, all the shadows are coming up. All the shadows are coming up. Why? To show you what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And what doesn't work for you is the time to let go. It served you until now. It helped you until now. Now it's only an obstacle in your growth. Now it's only an obstacle for you to raise above what society and familial connection reduced you to be. So I have here a wonderful lady. She's a great friend and a colleague, and her name is Daniela Bloom. Hello, Daniela.
Hi.
Close there. Hi, how are you?
So happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy that you are here. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Daniela Bloom and introduce you. This is a great great thing. So Daniela is a psychotherapist, and she turned a transformational keynote speaker, and she brings people together through humor, honesty, and shared human connection. She's an LA premier divorcee success coach, dating expert extraordinaire, absolutely, and number one best-selling author. Daniela has manifested her own dream career teaching these very principles of law of attraction locally and around the world. And on top of that, she is a devoted mother. She's a mom living the life to the fullest in this big city of magic. But you know, Daniela, every place is magic. It's what you make of it, right?
That's absolutely right.
So tell me, how did you get, who are you? How did you get here?
How did we all get here? And here we are. I am very happy to be here. I just moved back to Los Angeles from the East Coast about 15 years. I was on the East Coast, so it's certainly great to be back in La La Land. And as you know, things happen for you, not to you.
Exactly.
And going through my own transition, getting off the stepping off the married platform,
mm-hmm.
and joining over 55% of the population in California. I think it's 60%.
Oh my goodness.
But you bloom where you're planted. I don't consider my marriage a failed marriage. We were together 16 years. We produced three beautiful children.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of love for my ex, and I do wish him the best. He is the father of my children. But now it's time for a new chapter, and magic is happening.
Magic is happening. And you know, I witnessed that. I witnessed that on you. I definitely witnessed that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You went from... This is really great. So tell me about, so who do you work with? How did you come to be, or is it something that you had that you thought, you know what, this is what I want to do, or is it something that grew up out from your experience?
Well, I am a licensed psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. I've been working with people for decades, and I actually have been working with law of attraction for decades. I have had this formula in place back when online dating over 18 years ago was the progressive thing to do, not the normal thing to do. And I had a bunch of clients and friends get married on this online dating formula that I came up with, because when people choose pictures, when people choose the way they describe themselves, there's so much information if you know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't anticipate that I myself would be in the dating pool, you know, 16, 18 years later. A lot has changed, but a lot has stayed the same. Apps is, you know, the norm today. So if you know what to look for right from the start, you know, you have your chances of setting yourself up the best for success. You know, I like to say you only get one swipe to make a first impression. And, you know, as we know, marriage and long-term relationships are hard enough. So if you can start off on the right foot right from the beginning, you have a higher chance of success later on.
So when you have, you know, I was talking earlier about the different places that we are at when we meet people, right? We meet people on different vibrational level, on different place, but we are actually sometimes, I mean, you are more, you're past that, but sometimes we are not omitting the energy that we really inhabit, that we really want to be in. So what we put outside attracts those who are not aligned with our true desire. And the reason our true desire doesn't go out is because we are afraid, we have self-doubt, all these kind of things. Do you find that?
I mean, you can look at it, you can look at it that way. I mean, absolutely. But I also look at people as mirrors, and you know, you can say people who are not in alignment with you, it's not so much about them, it's the gifts that they bring to you to grow within yourself. It's pattern, you know, that's what I work with my clients on. You want to get clear on your patterns, because it doesn't matter how great you look, it doesn't matter how motivated you are.
That's
if
right.
you're going to be attracting the same patterns and
that's
blocks
right.
and relationships back, it's going to appear the same way with Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Jane,
that's right.
Barbara, and Samantha. yeah, and really, everything is about you. This
that's
whole
right.
life is about you. We have one life to make it the best we can. And it's up to us to grow and evolve, so we're attracting much better experiences and relationships to us.
Mm. Yeah, that's you know, in Kabbalah it says that the each one of us should look as the world is created just for us.
Right.
And yet it's not all about us.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
so that's a really nice harmony, a nice balance to have in. But the patterns. But okay. So somebody comes to you. I mean, yeah. Of course, the patterns are coming from how we grew up, you know, from the weaning years, where don't pee in a tree, pee in the toilet, right? But it comes from there. But when somebody is in a dating scene, they're not really into now peeling the layers. I mean, they may know that they need to do that, or they may know that they need to go into that granularity of where they come from. And this is something that I see, but it's a long process. It's a long process to peel all the layers, to recognize that you are in a story of somebody else, to come to a place where they can truly attract where they want to be. And this is why I call the show Abracadabra, because in Aramaic, it's literally, I create what I speak. It's our words, it's our... So, is there anything that... well, I mean, we're living in a swipe society, right? And while I don't believe in a quick fixes, but there are things that maybe there is something that you can share
yes.
that is like, okay, guys, you want something, but this is only the beginning. Yeah, is there something that you can?
You mean like a profile tip?
Like a tip, yeah.
Like
so
tip.
Somebody's putting a profile up. Okay, that's a good point.
Yes.
Somebody's putting a profile up.
Yes,
you're sitting in front of it. What are you going to write?
Okay. So, thank you. I always like to have a platform to school as many people as I can, because there's so people, over 60% of people I see make the most basic mistake, and it's the most effective thing to tweak, and it will automatically raise your results.
Uh-huh.
The first picture you choose, there's a lot of subliminal psychology to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, please, please choose a picture where you are looking straight at the camera and smiling. I know this is groundbreaking material. I don't want sunglasses. I don't want alcohol. I don't want pets. I don't want cars. I don't want babies. I don't want other women. I don't want other men. I just want to see you looking at the camera and smiling. Is that too much to ask?
Well, you know, it's too much to ask. You know why? Because people feel vulnerable.
Well, that's just it. So exactly. So why aren't people doing that, right? That's the subliminal message. If you are ready to date successfully, you have to be in an authentic place of what you see is what you get. And if you're not in that place, don't date yet, because you're just going to attract crap back to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is something I've experienced here in La La Land, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that people are opening up. So I meet people and they open up. And they open up and they experience the joy in opening up and being vulnerable, because there is a joy to it. Many people see vulnerability.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Many people see vulnerability as a weakness.
It's not.
It's a strength.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they open up first, and then they retract. They go home. It's like, oh my God, what happened there? What did this guy do to me? What happened? What did he say to me? He hypnotized me, whatever, all this kind of thing. But they're no, seriously, I got that once. I got it. It was like, oh, really? Well, and then they go back to the structures, to the fears. They're going home alone. They're going to the same structure they're familiar with. So you put the profile up, but there is this lack of desire to be vulnerable, or the pictures that are far away, right? I'm talking like the profile picture. Don't pick also a picture. I guess I'm right. That is too far away, that I have to zoom in to look at you.
Well, I mean, if you have several pictures and one of them is of you traveling, I mean, and it's far away, yeah, it's okay. But in general, you want to come off as well-rounded as possible. Mm. I mean, there was one of my clients. She's so established in the tech world, and she's just kicking butt online, and she chooses pictures, though, on her profile that make her look like a prostitute, you know? And I'm like, you're so proud of your career. Why don't you show yourself, like, speaking or in front of a computer or something? And she says, I don't want to intimidate men. Excuse me. And what kind of message is that to send out, that you already are setting up yourself to attract a spouse who could potentially be intimidated by your accomplishments and intelligence? So the more well-rounded you come off on your profile, the more well-rounded you're going to attract that back. The more comfortable you are with your skin, the more you're going to attract someone who's comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be vulnerable right away. You know, absolutely. My whole thing is, you use online dating to go offline almost within 1 to 2 weeks. Because you can project anything online that mm-hmm. you want, and it's not real.
That's true.
So when you meet someone in person, then you're in their energy, and you can assess if they're worth being vulnerable or opening up with.
Mm.
I always say you meet for 20 minutes for a drink, whether it's at a coffee shop or at a bar. You don't have to commit so much, but you don't have to waste your time either. And you have the information you need. You can assess how you feel,
mm-hmm.
and you can rely on that inner voice. It's very hard to do that online.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, online is and not to drag the online thing. Oh, let's chat more. And I've came across let's chat online. Let's do texting a little more. It's, for me, it's a waste of, I don't know. I come from a time that is like,
You're in the same time. Yes.
I mean, I wanted you to say that. Yes. I didn't want to say.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely generational.
But, you know,
if you're dating people, I think, younger than 34.
Yes.
They texting is a form of communication.
It is a form.
You know, but it's like the form. It's the preferred form.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah, that's why the relationships many times look like that.
Right. And then, you know, people closer to our age, they value phone calls.
Exactly.
And when I date, and men are asking me questions, I say, why don't you ask me over the phone? I just put it out there right there. I don't want to waste my time texting. I don't want to go into an app and go back and forth. And if you're serious and you want to pursue me, then exactly, step up and call me.
That's wonderful.
And that divides the yeah, boys from the men, ladies.
Yeah. If the man really wants to really open up and to put a foot down.
If they haven't already asked for my phone number, yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you give your phone number without the person asking? Like, you're talking, chatting, and you're saying, you find yourself that you're interested in that person.
I always think it's nice to let the man lead.
Why?
I just think that, you know, just, it's for me, I can't speak for all women,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoy the pursuit. I want to feel special and desired. And I like a man who's confident enough in knowing what he wants that he will show you that.
Great answer. Guys, do you listen? this is not, oh, I'm better than you. You need to look for me. It is not coming from, I know Daniela and I'm from my own experience. It is not coming to you guys to say, oh, you guys, you have to chase me or you have to do this or this. No, this is an act of appreciation because we are both wired differently. Men desire and take appreciation in certain way, usually external, and women take appreciation and that somebody desires her in a certain way, in other way. It's just talking two different things. In general, and there are exceptions to the rule, a feminine, the woman wants to be acknowledged. There is compliment, appreciation, talks. And there are different ways to go about that because many men are just like, well, I don't want to talk. But it's if you understand how we are wired.
Yeah, and it depends what you're looking for.
Exactly.
You know? And I, you know, I don't believe that relationships is one size fits all. There's so many ways to relate today. I'm about high quality experiences, whether that's a few dates, a few years, long term. It's about high quality experiences. And there's many ways to do that.
And the high quality is aligned. That's why it's a high quality, because it is aligned with your true, authentic desire.
Yes.
Now, this friend of yours that you're saying, that she's a techie, and when you said something, I wanted to touch about that. So she puts out a provocative image.
Yeah, and she doesn't understand why all the men who contact her want sex.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
This is an example, gentlemen and gentle-ladies, that of what I spoke earlier about the difference, the contrast, the conflict that you have between your really what you want and what you're putting outside. And what you're putting outside, there is a sentence in Hebrew that says, "Echad bapeh ve'echad balev," one in the mouth and one in the heart, meaning a word in the mouth is different than a word in the heart. And when that happens, there is no alignment. So you're putting out images, for example, that are provocative, but inside, let's say you enjoy computers or you enjoy watching films, you really don't enjoy being provocative, for example.
Yeah, and
it could be just a side of you that you're not honest with.
And the truth is, you know, let's be honest here. Men need to see, you know, what you look like. You know, men are wired
hence the external
physically attracted. So I think a woman does need to show a full body picture. But there's many ways to do that. You don't need to be in a bikini. You
That's
don't need
right.
to be dressed, you know, provocatively. You can be hiking. You can be, you know, you can show your figure in a tasteful way, and I think that translates.
Yeah, definitely. And goes back to imagination. You know, when there is clothes, the imagination works better.
I agree. It's part of the seduction, the sensuality.
But yes. you know, I don't know. I do not like to consider myself as part of the entire pool, but, you know, some maybe will. But I like talking, for example. I like talking and I like listening and I like having conversations. So it is not one, like you said, there's not one blanket relationship, one blanket statement. Everything fits everything. It's a dance, right? It's a dance. So one time you can meet and one leg leads the other, meaning the woman leads, and the other time the man leads. It's a dance. It's like you go through these experiences and you discover things by yourself. Aside from meeting and what you put outside, it's also the place of where you are together so you can grow together. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I recommend to all my clients, when you approach a date, you approach with the energy of curiosity.
Yeah.
You know, this person has a story. And ask questions. You know, life is too short. People have amazing stories. That's the attitude I go with on a date. I don't put pressure on it that it's going to lead somewhere. I don't build it up. I just want to be as present as I can and get curious about the person I'm with.
So, darling, how is your dating life?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I know we have conversations.
It's fantastic because I hold myself to a certain standard and I get that back.
Yeah, we sometimes have long conversations, like sometimes late in the evening, and you tell me all kind of things. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool how you are manifesting things.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
And listen, if I can do it, I just turned 40. I have 3 kids. And I can teach this. I can teach this to other women and inspire them and men to look at dating not, you know, hopelessly and, oh, I'm jaded and everyone lies and everyone's ugly and everyone's older. It's about you and what the energy you're putting out to get to attract back what you desire.
Exactly, exactly. And because we're in this overly saturated humanoid society in LA, there are too many options, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, just like going to a buffet, there's too many options, you know?
Well, you know, yeah. But it's many times you get jaded, you know. This is like, I'm not going to repeat it, but I had a story a while ago on the show where the difference between love and marriage, right? That there are so many options that you eventually, you may miss that person that is really here for you, that is really meant for you, because as we know, the creation, the earth and the creation is all harmonious and perfect. And everything that we do and everything is here for us, right? And so we may miss that person that is really jiving with us.
Actually, I heard that story. We were talking about David Yaris founded J-Swipe.
Yes.
Jewish swiping app,
which was bought by the way by Jay Dale,
who first sued him for the J, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But I heard him speak, and he is the actually said exactly what you're saying.
Oh really?
That he said, I created this app, but you know, when a guy and a girl go on a date and it's a fantastic date, in my day my grandpa would just like click his heels and be enamored with that experience.
Exactly.
But then when you go into your Uber, you take out your phone and you see who swiped you, and you're not even present with the high of the day, because you're like, that was awesome, but maybe there's something more awesome.
That's true.
And he was the one who actually, the creator of this app, was like giving like almost a warning, like, don't get caught up, be present and stay with that. And give yourself a little bit of discipline, because otherwise you're going to live your whole life thinking that you're missing out on something. We even have a new millennial term, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Really?
Yes.
I don't hear that.
I know. I just learned it.
Oh, shish kebab.
fear of missing out is, you know, we had the YOLO, you only live once, and now we have FOMO. Learning so much. Okay. So, but I love the millennials. I love them. And they're fun to date too, because they're just high energy and they're malleable and they look at life like their oyster. But you know, to be present and not get distracted, I think is good advice for any area of life.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the quickest tools that you can achieve that really quick, it's something that you do anyway, you're just maybe not conscious of it all the time, is how you breathe. How you breathe, especially with women that I've worked with, that the breath is shallow and is a chest breath.
Yes.
You know, if God wanted to give us lungs of a hamster, he would. But we have nice lungs. The really good breath is from your lower belly. And there are, I gave tips in the last program, but really if you lay down on your belly, if you don't know what I'm talking about, breathing from your belly, lay on your back, put a book on your belly, and breathe from your belly and notice how the breath is rising. How the book is rising. The breath is raising the book. And really this breath, a few breaths, deep breaths like this, like for a minute, will start creating some changes in your brain. And they'll really, really induce a few good things. But we'll talk about this. Another time. I'm also preparing something like this. With some lessons and some tips too for the right breathing. But this is the thing with the millennials, which is also a new term, relatively, right?
I don't know what the next generation is called after millennials.
I know that. I heard that. I talked about it yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I did talk about it yesterday. So, like, our generation is like the first wave.
Well, I don't think we're exactly in the same generation.
No. But our generation is like the first wave, you know?
Yeah.
Where in the 60s, where it started, where the consciousness starting to bubble up. Our awareness, our self-awareness to ourself and the growth of our self-awareness, right?
Yeah.
And the kids that were born in the 90s and above are really all like crystal kids. Like what we have worked through to achieve in our expansion of consciousness and understanding, they're already born with it. It's like I see kids that all the time, the way that they talk.
I know. It's, I think it's called indigo kids, right?
I think we are the indigo. No, they're the crystal.
No. They're the indigo.
Look it up. 818. Okay, you know what, guys? Okay, so here's the phone number. We still didn't hear from you. 818-602-4929. If you want to ask Daniela a question, if you want to ask myself a question, if you want to ask yourself a question, many times you'll get the answer just by asking, you know? 818-602-4929. You shall see your way. You need to trust in your own way, in the way that you are, that you are feeling and what you are feeling, and understand that what you are going through, everybody first of all goes through, just in a different story. But when you are true to what you want, doesn't matter what other people say, you will find your way, you will go through your way, and you will sing.
הנה 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 מנגינה שמכילה, מנגינה שמכילה, ומי במול אבל רוצה לגדול אלה במול פמינור, מחפשת למוצא, והנה היא עולה. לא ידעתי שתברח, לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך, ידעתי שאותי תשכח, תתחצה ותענה, הנה הנה הנה. לא ידעתי שתברח, לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך, לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח, תתחצה ותענה, הנה הנה הנה. עוד שנה שמתחילה, עוד שנה שמתחילה, היום נשום, היום זוכלת, ומחר פתאום תגיד שלום, כמו חלום, ממהרת לדרכה, והנה היא עולה עולה. לא ידעתי שתברח, לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך, לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח, תתרצה ותענה. Oh,
So we are back with Daniela. This was Here It Goes Again, From Up to Down and All Around. But again, it's all with our words. So Daniela, before we continue, we have a few more minutes. Tell me, where can these lovely want-to-be-in relationships find you?
Sure. Well, I have an office in the San Fernando Valley. I work with men and women. I do two divorce diaries groups, one for men only and one for women only. But I work with single and married as well, because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a big proponent of, if you can get your vessel ready for greatness, then you will re-inspire the love and the opportunity around you, whether you're with someone or not.
Love it.
Yes. And So is it okay if I let people know about my upcoming retreat?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I have an upcoming women's retreat called The Forgotten Woman Within. It's a one-day renewal luxury retreat all day from morning to night on October 7th in the San Fernando Valley. And you can be the first to know. And because you've heard me on this radio show, I will provide you the Elon discount. So you can go to DanielaBloom.com. That's DanielaBloom.com/forgottenwomanwithin. And of course, feel free to reach me directly. I'm happy to connect and do a discovery call for you, a life trajectory discovery call, where we can find out exactly what the blocks are in life and love to get you living the best life ever in your next chapter.
Thank you
for letting me share that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Daniela, I many times have conversations that we discuss different things that are happening and how things are happening, and about people we meet and how patterns are very dominant many times in our choosings, in those who choose, and so communication, really, it's really how we say things. It's how we say things, and you know, first of all, it starts with our place where we are at, but then, how do you say things? How do you communicate things? Understanding that you and I are different. You know, so when people are saying, oh, we want equal this, equal that, equal this, equal that. Okay, we're talking about things, but really the essence of who we are yes. different. We think differently. We process differently.
Yes, it's not all or you know? Nothing. Yeah,
it can't be. We process different things. And yes. and if you come to this place of awareness and high vibration, then you can tap into the feminine.
Yeah.
Not because the masculine is not good, not at all, but all these thousand years it was very patriarchal.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but not on the expense of the... And you know what's interesting happened? You know how you hear the sentence, oh, women are manipulative? Do you hear that sentence sometimes?
Sometimes,
okay.
I guess.
You know, the thing is, I used to think, oh, yeah, yeah. But if you think about it, I mean, all this patriarchal system that was here for thousands of years had left no choice for women to find a way of survival penetrating through the patriarchal and the masculine. And apparently the masculine and patriarchs respond traditionally very well to some kind of a game or some kind of a manipulation.
You can look at Esther.
Yeah. And then it becomes, women are manipulated. Well, I mean, but yeah, somebody instigated it.
What's a negative way to say? You know, you can say the same thing.
Well, it's a negative only if it's but we see manipulative. Yes, it has a negative. You're right. It has a negative connotation because we make it negative mm-hmm. when we speak.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's coming from a negative place. It's just something that happened because of an oppression. When you have a certain oppression, right. You have a way of...
You're saying it's the cause and effect.
It's the cause and effect, yeah. Right? So over the years, it became like, it became what do you call it?
A coping mechanism?
A coping mechanism, but for others it became a statement that you say about a certain gender, right?
Well, yeah.
And so...
A lot of things can be said back and forth by genders.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But, we are getting to we're getting to Dan. Do you want to say? Do you have anything else to say?
I just want your listeners to know what Elon and I do is really needed for people in transition. Working with Elon specifically, having a male perspective on a relationship that's come to an end, where you can understand a different energy and perspective, and be able to decipher what's yours and what's theirs, and stay in your power. Is really, really key. And I think his niche is so important and so needed. So, I mean, I want to endorse him personally as a friend and colleague. If you are in transition, in divorce, or a long-term breakup, it's so helpful to get a male's clear perspective to help you navigate through those stages of uncoupling.
Yeah, well, thank you. Put very nicely. It is true. It's true. If you are in a place... where you find that you have a need to stop doing what you're doing because it takes you out of your center, dealing with post divorce, and especially in California, because I'm familiar with the ins and outs of the legality, the family law system.
It could save you tons of money, ladies.
And I'm familiar with this because I went through this personally. I've represented myself for years. I'm not great about this. My ex-wife was here on the show. We have a great relationship now, but I understood the game of the system. Mm-hmm. I'm not an attorney, but I have the ins and outs of the family law game that is here. That really is the purpose of it. Many times is to keep you in the system. Not to let you out of the system, to keep you in the system.
We could have a whole other show.
A whole other show. So this is I don't want to have a show about family law because it's everything but a law.
Right.
It's just not.
I think a lot of people who go into divorce are very naive and they think that family law is for the family.
It's not.
It's not
for the attorneys.
For the family people. Stay out of the courts. Mediate. Represent yourself if you can. Because once you're in the courts, it's an oversaturated system. The judge have 5 minutes to determine the rest
exactly.
of your life. And the lawyers have pissing contests with your money.
So yeah, this is exactly right. And this is where I can help you to take your own power and really discover where you can really save yourself from your transition self into this court system. Really kind of come to a place of harmony and completion. So as we're coming to the end, I want to thank Daniela for coming. Daniela Bloom, and she gave her... It's danielabloom.com.
That's right.
Right? And
they can find me on Facebook.
And Facebook, too. Also Daniela Bloom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just type that. She's great. And it's perception. It's perception, darlings, beautiful ones that are out there. It's perception and what you say to yourself and how you get up in the morning and what you choose. So get up in the morning. It's like the ocean. Everything is flat. Nothing happened yet. Today didn't happen yet, so is tomorrow. Never happened yet. It is your creation. It is what you say and what you do. And when you're coming into a relationship, that this is somebody that really captures your essence, your true self. You feel a very strong connection. Don't be afraid. Choose that, and it will continue to flourish, and everything is just a piece of cheesecake. It's really lovely. It's really wonderful. But how you talk to yourself, how you communicate to yourself, that is the hopefully the take of the day. Daniela, thank you very much. And let's see, we are going to end. Yes, of course, Shlomo Arzi.
Oh, my favorite.
The best thing. Nofa Yeldut, the landscape of my childhood. Remember, your childhood is where you come from, but it doesn't have to dictate your future. I see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. Bye.
בנוף הבתים הישנים אשר היו צילי בימי ילדות חלפו הרבה שנים חלפו הרבה שנים נוף הבתים כבר מתפורר וקירותה נעלמים חלפו הרבה שנים חלפו הרבה שנים בגן העדן של ילדות אשר היה בורח הייתי חלק